movies, music, television, and more. This is
Entertainment.
Rebooted.
Only on WZIP.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Entertainment Rebooted. My name is Ella, and I have quite the unforgettable topic for you all today. In honor of leap year being this year, I thought this would be the perfect opportunity to talk about all things famous frogs and toads, because why not lump them together? They're a combination as classic as peanut butter and jelly. Who just doesn't love our awesome pop culture amphibians? I'm a huge fan of frogs, toads, all things of the sort. Love them to death. I feel like just recently there's been a huge, I guess, revival of frog and toad love, which, you know, like, I welcome with open arms, but I just feel like, especially now more than ever, like, people just love those little guys, and they should. Frogs and toads are adorable. For this riveting podcast, I will be ranking the top 15 famous frogs spanning across all sorts of media, from movies, games, and even cereal, which is pretty cool. So without further ado, let's hop to it with our 5 honorable mentions. So for our honorable mentions, our 15th one would be Pepe the Frog. I know back in the 2010s, Pepe was very popular as a meme. He's the very, like, sad-looking green frog. I'm sure the name probably brings the image to mind rather quick, but I feel like for others' frog ranking lists, especially for, like, famous frogs, Pepe would be much higher due to his notoriety as a meme, but I don't know. I just, sadly, I feel like just the wrong people got a hold of Pepe and used his frogginess for evil. Because, like, I just remember seeing just a lot of, like, racist and awful memes with him, and I know the creator did not approve of that. I know a lot of frog lovers, such as myself, don't approve of that. We want our froggy friends to be used for love, not hate. Like, I know Pepe does have a lot of mainstay in meme culture, but I just can't really vibe with a racist frog. I also think he's just very, I don't know, I don't want to say he's ugly looking, but he's not the most pleasing looking fellow around, but he's my lowest on the list just because I feel like his history has really tarnished his public perception in my eyes. So, without further ado, our 14th honorable mention, 14th pick, I have Robin. So Robin is Kermit's nephew. He's just a little tiny green frog. What's not to love about that? I think he's really cute, but I feel like unless you're really deep into Muppets lore, you're not really going to care about Robin. And even then, he's only a minor side character. I love the Muppets. I watched a lot of the Muppet Show, and I feel like he's only out and about a handful of times. But I don't know, like, he's cute. I'd hang out with him. Like, he's so teeny tiny. I love and appreciate that of him, but he's a little more obscure. So now for our 13th pick and our third honorable mention, we will do Slippy Toad from Star Fox. Star Fox is like a shooting game. It's like set in space. You can, like, fly around in spaceships. I've never played it, but from researching this, I watched a few clips. It looks pretty cool. It's a Nintendo property. I think he looks really cute. Like, with all my notes for this, I have, like, pictures of all of them, so I know who I'm talking about. Had to research this very intensively, of course. I don't know, he's just wearing a fun little space mechanic outfit. I've never really played the game, so I don't really have too much of an opinion on him, but he looks really sweet. I'd hang out with him. Why not? So, for our 4th honorable mention, we have Throg. Throg is Thor as a frog. Which, you know, like, that's pretty cool. I feel like I would have Throg higher, because, like, superhero frog, that's pretty awesome, you know? But, like, I feel like this is just Marvel's lousy attempt to make me like their awful properties. They take me as a fool, and they think that just because they can brand something with a froggy spin on it, I'd instantly love them, and I would, you know, like, get past all of their awful movies and everything, but they can't win me over that easily. So that's why Throg is an honorable mention. So for our final honorable mention in our 11th pick overall, I have Constantine, another Muppet. This is the evil Kermit from Muppets Most Wanted. He looks like Kermit, but with a mole and a goofy Russian accent. Not the most creative frog out there, but another meme frog. When researching this, I noticed there's a lot of frogs with memes behind them. So, like, I don't know, maybe just people think frogs are really funny. You know, good for them. But I feel like Constantine is most known for that meme with, like, Kermit talking to the cloaked Kermit. I remember that being pretty big back in the 2010s as well. Personally, I didn't really care for that meme or really Constantine as a character. He's all right. Like, I feel like there are stronger Muppet films over Muppets Most Wanted, if I'm going to get down to the nitty-gritty about things, but, you know, he's fine. He's our highest honorable mention, I guess mostly for his meme status. So, now that we got all of our honorable mentions out of the way, we will get to the Big Ten, like, the most famous frogs ever. Like, this is going to be the most riveting part of the podcast, so get ready, gang. At our number 10 spot, we have Diggum. So Diggum is the mascot for the Honey Smacks cereal. So that's why I mentioned cereals earlier. Or should I say a spokesfrog for the cereal, to be like silly with it. I don't know. I've personally never had the cereal. I'm not too big on cereals. Honestly, I'm not too big on breakfast in general. He's a stylish little guy, like the little picture of him that I have. He has a cute little hat and a fun little coat. He's a drippy little frog. While I'm not a huge cereal fan, I can appreciate his great sense of style, and I think he just overall looks like a very happy and fun frog to hang out with. And honestly, when, I guess, analyzing frogs, what more could you ask for, as long as they're just happy little guys? But that is our number 10 pick. So for number 9, this one was a little tricky, I'll admit. I have Jeremiah Bullfrog. He's not really, like, I guess physical in the sense like he's media that you could like watch, but he's from a song called Joy to the World. It's a song that goes like, Jeremiah was a bullfrog. I feel like because of the song, everyone seems to name bullfrogs, like the really big frogs, Jeremiah for some reason. Or maybe this is just like a my family thing, since I don't know, whenever like my grandpa hears frogs, he's like, oh, it's Jeremiah. So I don't know, hopefully that happens in other families, or else this whole selection for this list would be moot. But I don't know, he seems like a funky fellow. I'd like to hang out with him at the local swamp. He's got a fun song to his name, so good for him. Good for you, Jeremiah. Keep on keeping on. So for our number 8 pick, a personal favorite of mine, Dat Boy. So this is the little frog that is riding the unicycle, normally paired with like, here come Dat Boy. Oh, what up? This guy was really popular around the time of Pepe. I remember for a while, like, these two big meme frogs were kind of battling it out in the early 2010s. Just looking at his little picture just, like, makes me smile because it's just a little frog on a unicycle. I think it's adorable. I think it's very goofy. I just love that he's just very oblivious to the horrors of a car-dependent society. I think that is so great for him. I wish I could just ride a unicycle everywhere and not have to worry about gas money, traffic, or just being in a car in general. I hate driving my car, really. It's nice to listen to music, but then once I get on the highway, I'm just like, I hate this, but I was saying, like, he's just so cute, just makes me so happy. I feel like if I were to put him against Pepe, I think I would pick Dat Boy over Pepe. Because, I mean, Pepe was not used for anything racist, as if I'm recollecting correctly. He's just a little guy doing his little thing, so good for him. We love you, Dat Boy. Okay, so for our 7th pick, this is another meme frog, I believe. But this is Michigan J Frog. This is the little animated frog who's singing like, hello my baby, hello my honey, hello my ragtime gal. So that's him. I didn't know he had a name. I just thought he was, you know, just some silly little side character. But apparently for a little while, he was the mascot for, I want to say, Warner Bros. Animation in the 90s. Correct me if I am wrong. He's just a dapper little fella with a lovely little top hat and a cane. He's such a distinguished little gentleman with some top-notch dance moves, and I really appreciate him for that, and I commend him for it. Regardless on if it was a meme or not, like, I feel like I saw it circling around. I just think it's just a very silly song and dance regardless. Like, I feel like it was referenced countless times in whatever circles, but that's Michigan J. Frog. Just a silly little dude. So for number six, we have Frogger. So Frogger is pretty much the, I guess, mascot for the classic game where, you know, you have to try and cross the street and not get splatted because, you know, don't want to, like, lose the game. Easily the best gaming icon ever. Like, move over Mario and Sonic because, like, Frogger is a little frog. Clears you guys. You know, like, duh. I remember, I don't know if anyone has had these, but they're not, like, actual Ataris, but they were, like, ports that you could just plug into your TV, and, like, the entire Atari library was on them, which was really awesome. But I just remember my dad got me one of these Atari ports for, I want to say, either for Christmas or my birthday, and I just remember playing Frogger a lot, because I thought the game was really fun, and I thought it looked really cool, and I just love frogs. So I was like, oh, of course I'll play the frog game. Why not? But Frogger has a soft spot in my heart because, I don't know, it's a simple game. Like, I feel like anyone could play it. Overall, just a solid pick. We love a froggy gaming icon. But that is our number six pick, Frogger. So now we are in the top five. So this is, like, the hall of froggy fame. So for our number five pick, I have Bulbasaur. And before you get up in arms about Bulbasaur not being a frog, I am arguing that Bulbasaur is a frog because, I mean, just look at Bulbasaur. He's a little onion frog. It's adorable. I've seen people compare Bulbasaur to a turtle. But, I mean, the Squirtle line was the turtle. And you had Charizard and, like, Charmander, Charmeleon. Those were, like, your lizard-adjacent creatures. So, of course, you know, you have the Terrapins with your turtles and Squirtle. You have your lizards with Charmander through Charizard. You need to have the amphibian representation if you're going to have all the Herptiles. That's why I think Bulbasaur is a frog and not a turtle. In my unbiased opinion, easily the best Pokemon ever, easily the best starter ever, so adorable. Just the best ever. Just something about the Gen 1 Pokemon. I want to say, like, Gen 1 up until Gen 3. I just loved how charmingly simplistic the designs were. I feel like later Pokemon, you know, like more recent ones, some of the designs are just too much going on with them. Like, some of these Pokemon, you could easily make three separate Pokemon out of this original concept that they had going on. Not to, like, point fingers at Game Freak or anything, but I just feel like some Pokemon are just doing a little too much. I feel like they just need to, like, pull back the reins a bit, go back to their roots. Pokemon rant aside, honestly, like, Bulbasaur just has a really solid evolution line too. I mean, Bulbasaur, Ivysaur is still very frog adjacent, but I think Venusaur is just so toad looking to me, which really just, I guess, solidifies that, oh, you know, Bulbasaur is supposed to represent something that is amphibious, you know. I love the whole line. I think they all look really cool. Of course, this is very biased since Bulbasaur is my favorite Pokemon, but yeah, some people could also be like, well, why didn't you include, like, Froakie or Politoed? There's so many, like, frog adjacent Pokemon. But honestly, if I would have done that, I would have really just overwhelmed the list with Pokemon. And this is a famous frog ranking list, not a Pokemon ranking list. I like Pokemon, but I'm also just not that invested in Pokemon to, like, rank a bunch of them, if that makes sense. I don't know. So I think just for this, I picked out my standout choice. But I think Froakie, Politoed, etc. also are very good. Froakie was very close, but Bulbasaur won by a very slim margin. Standout choice. I wish Bulbasaur was real. I would really love to have a Bulbasaur as a pet. I think that would be awesome. But yeah, that's my number five pick. So number four, we have Caropi. So Caropi is one of Hello Kitty's little froggy friends. So for all the Hello Kitty girlies listening, this is for you. Caropi's pretty high on the list because I feel like, especially last year, I feel like there's been a huge resurgence with, like, Hello Kitty and everything. You know, which I like. This is not a diss to Hello Kitty, of course. I could never. But I don't know. I just feel like so many people love Hello Kitty now. It would have been blasphemous for me to not have Caropi high on the list. And also just, Kuroopi's so cute. Just, I don't know, just such a happy little smile. He has, like, this cute blush going on. He's, like, the picture I have of him, it looks like he's doing a little dance. I love that. He's just also another dapper little man. He has a cute little bow tie going on. He has this fun little, like, red striped shirt. I love that. I love how all of our frogs so far are just very distinguished little gentlemen. Perfect. But that is Kuroopi. Speaking of distinguished little gentlemen, our third overall pick is Frog and Toad. I would place them separately, but Frog and Toad are just a package deal to me. And I feel like if I were to separate one and put one over the other, I think some people would also be very, like, riled up over that. You know, so I have to respect that. They have to be together. For those who aren't very familiar, Frog and Toad was just, I want to say, like, a book series, illustrated book series. Just very, like, very slice of life, very just calm, just very chill stories. I remember one, like, they were eating a bunch of cookies together, and, like, then they went and rode a bike together and, like, flew a kite on a rock. Very nice. Very, like, cottagecore-y, I guess, for those into that. But I would recommend it. Very cute. But overall, Frog and Toad are just very charming and solid picks. Just adorable stories, adorable little outfits, and the photo I have of them, they're wearing these cute little, like, blazers, some adorable little trousers. Toad is wearing a fun little hat, good for them. But I mean, like, what is there not to love about our beloved Frog and Toad? I mean, they're just such an iconic storytime duo, you know? And I just really want to be their friend and go on, like, little picnics with them. I feel like they would just be such a pleasure to hang out with, and I hope you guys think similarly. So, our number two pick, another package deal. So I have Prince Naveen and Princess Tiana from The Princess and the Frog. I didn't want to separate them because I feel like they're also, like, you can't talk about one without the other, since I feel like their storylines are so interconnected. Honestly, The Princess and the Frog is one of my favorite Disney movies. I just overall think it's beautifully animated. I think that was the last traditionally animated film they've put out in a hot minute, since I think after The Princess and the Frog has been nothing but 3D animated. So, you know, who knows if we'll get another 2D animated film after that. But again, just very beautifully animated. I think the story's overall very cute. I love a lot of the characters. I love Lewis, the little alligator who plays the trumpet, if I'm remembering correctly. He's super silly, but I don't know, it's a cute movie. I love it. Sure, they have a great movie, and they do have some bangers together, but no one can top our obvious first choice pick. And I feel like you guys may know who I'm about to say. Our number one pick is none other than Kermit the Frog. This is an obvious choice, guys. This is easily the most famous frog. What can I say about our lovely Muppet friend that hasn't been said before? You know? No one is doing it like Kermit. It's not easy being green. Rainbow Connection. Moving right along. Banger after banger. And trust me, I know bangers. And check out this man's filmography. Christopher Nolan is envious of it. And you should be envious of it. I mean, Muppets Take Manhattan? Cinematic perfection. I mean, Kermit is the frog we should all strive to be. Just an all-around wonderful little fellow. I love him so much. He's just so adorable. I'm a Muppet fan, of course, but, like, I feel like just everyone has just a very deep-rooted appreciation for Kermit, whether it's through, you know, his songs, his shows, his movies, or even his, like, presence in memes. You know, I know he has the one with Constantine, the one with him, what was it, like, drinking tea, and it's like, you know, well, that's not my business. But, like, I feel like Kermit is just very ingrained in our popular culture. And, like, you gotta respect him and commend him for that, you know? Not many frogs can really do that. Like, yes, you have Dat Boy or Pepe, but, like, all they have to their names are memes. Kermit's has, a whole industry behind him, really. Just such an iconic and amazing frog. I love him so much. Kermit, like, I don't know what else to really say about him, because, like, everyone knows Kermit, everyone knows the Muppets. But yeah, that is our top pick. I mean, I feel like everyone could have saw that from a mile away, but I don't think anyone really could have beaten out Kermit. Well, that will conclude our totally tubular Famous Frog ranking list. Thanks so much for sticking around, and don't worry, be hoppy. Bye, guys!